Curse of Peludon, read by John Pertwee. The electric storm clawed and tore its way across the night sky, flaring suddenly into ripples of lightning. The harsh wind howled through the crags of Mount Magetra. Another flash, and a mighty granite-stone castle became starkly visible before slipping back into the darkness. It was the citadel of Peludon. Inside the castle, Torbis, chancellor to King Peludon of Peludon, strode purposefully along the corridor leading to the throne room. As he approached the great doorway, the guard commander moved to open the throne room doors, and Torbis glanced up at the massive statue of Agador, the royal beast of Peludon, by tradition the spiritual guardian of the king. Seated on the throne, Peludon watched affectionately as Torbis advanced and bowed his grizzled head in formal greeting. Torbis relaxed and stepped closer to the throne. His glance took in the two figures standing there. Grun, the king's champion, superbly muscled, impassive and ritually mute, and Hepesh, the high priest, whose dark eyes scarcely hid his quiet hatred. The old king, Peludon's father, had died while Peludon was still a child, and Hepesh and Torbis had acted as regents and brought Peludon to his throne when he came of age. He still sought their guidance and wisdom. Torbis spoke proudly. "The delegate from Alpha Centauri has arrived, Your Majesty. We await only the chairman delegate."